Clunk.
Chuck and Charlie.
Mike Papa.
Lindy. Look.
Yeah, that works. Yeah, welcome back.
Welcome to another episode of We're Sorry, Did We Offend You? But, so, another week.
Another indictment.
But this time, they had a mugshot.
Big mistake.
Yeah, it was. It really was. Well, you know, the big mistake was fucking CNN. CNN got it before any other news agency and released it or whatever. And then I saved a clip.
MSNBC and all them talking about his weight. I'm more worried about how much, because he put 215.
Yeah, well, yeah, big deal.
Yeah, well, I don't give a shit.
But this is CNN talking about the mugshot, right? And it's kind of funny. Listen to what this guy.
All right.
Listen to what this guy has to say.
Ambassador, thank you for being here tonight. I mean, I just wonder, as someone who worked inside the West Wing when Donald Trump was president, what is it like for you to see his mugshot tonight?
Well, I thought it was, as with most things Trump does, carefully staged. They must have thought about what look they wanted. He could have smiled. He could have looked benign. Instead, he looks like a thug. And I think it's intended to be a sign of intimidation against the prosecutors and judges. That's what they picked, and we'll see that picture everywhere.
I thought saying thug was racist.
Okay. I'm gonna, but I stopped it because that's all you needed to hear. Did you catch what he said? That's the one they released. It's not like he's back there posing. Okay, now turn. Come on.
A little more hair. Flip your hair. Here, look into the fan.
Yeah, look pouty.
Who cares if it's deliberate in what he looks? It's his mugshot. He gets to look however he wants to look.
Yeah. Well, did you see, like, Giuliani's was a typical mugshot, just kind of stone face sitting there.
Jenna Ellis smiling.
Big old smiling. Yeah, because she knows that.
It's a joke.
Yeah, I mean, it's a. Fannie Willis is like the. Affirmative action of fucking press.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's got her affirmative action law degree, for crying out loud. She has no idea what she's doing. Everybody is 10 times the lawyer she is.
So, but here's the thing. Yeah, I mean, we probably talked about it last week with this indictment, but the fact is she's indicting his attorney. So whatever happened to attorney-client privilege? Whatever happened to someone being able to take advice from their lawyer and either adhere to it or disagree with it, right?
Right.
So she's basically just criminalized the entire justice system, the entire law system, because now anybody can be prosecuted for having
an opinion.
An opinion.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And they just opened Pandora's box, man.
Yeah. Not that any of it'll stick. You know,
right.
Like,
but still,
Mike, you're under arrest for denying the election of 2020.
Yes, I did. Does that make me part of this conspiracy?
Yeah. How do you plead? I did it.
Fuck y'all. Well, that's like Trump's lawyer, Eastman, when he turned himself in. They asked, do you still think this election is still? Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, here's Trump after he got arrested the other day. Hey, where's that one? Here, this is Donald Trump after he got arrested, or after his booking the other day.
This is a very sad day for America. This should never happen. If you challenge an election, you should be able to challenge an election. I thought the election was a rigged election, a stolen election, and I should have every right to do that. As you know, you have many people that you've been watching over the years do the same thing, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Stacey Abrams or many others. When you have that great freedom to challenge, you have to be able to, otherwise you're going to have very dishonest elections. What has taken place here is a travesty of justice. We did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong. And everybody knows it. I've never had such support. And that goes with the other ones, too. What they're doing is election interference. They're trying to interfere with an election. There's never been anything like it in our country before. This is their way of campaigning. And this is one instance, but you have three other instances. It's election interference. So I want to thank you for being here. We did nothing wrong at all. And we have every right, every single right, to challenge an election that we think is dishonest, that we think it's very dishonest. So thank you all very much, and I'll see you very soon. Thank you.
Yeah.
But, so he just went out there and he said he thought it was. So once again, now are they going to put another charge on you? Why you did it again, you dumb fuck?
Yeah, but so, okay, but by her own standards, mm-hmm. We already said, hey, where's the arrest on Stacey Abrams, Hillary mm-hmm. Clinton, all these people? But mm-hmm. if sending a tweet or asking for a phone number or an email is part of as furthering the conspiracy, mm-hmm. didn't she commit a conspiracy by reaching out and working with a special counsel Jack Smith's office?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So Jim Jordan is requesting all documents right now. Of course, you know, I'm starting to have, like, even a little faith in Jim Jordan because it's all talk. Everything is all talk.
Right.
We're going to investigate this. We're going to investigate that. Well, nothing's ever done. All you do is investigate. Mm-hmm. The Uniparty is strong, and mm-hmm. I'm starting not to trust any of them.
Right.
Even the ones we think are on our side. Mm-hmm. It's theater. It's political theater, all of it. Yeah. I want to see actions. Mm-hmm. You know?
Right.
And when they start doing charging, Congress can't charge shit. They can investigate all they want. But without the DOJ, we'll never see anything.
No.
Right?
Right.
Unless they start impeaching people.
Right. And which needs to start, like, when they come back to 12th?
Something. I don't know why they're taking such long breaks, because these guys don't do anything.
No. It used to be to go back and harvest your crops. And
right. And because it took so far to travel. Yeah.
Yeah. Now they don't even do anything. I mean, Nancy goes, well, who knows what Nancy does, because her husband hasn't been doing any gay things lately.
she goes and gets more plastic surgery.
but anyways, yeah, you said that Fannie Willis met with Jack Smith's office.
Yeah.
This is White House visitor logs show special counsel Jack Smith's top aide met with the Biden staffers just weeks before Smith's indictment of Trump.
Yeah.
They're scheming in broad daylight, and they don't even care. On March 31st, 2023, Deputy Chief of Staff for the White House Counsel's Office, Caroline Saba, met with Jack Smith's top aide, Jay Bratt. FBI agent Daniel Ray was also joined in the meeting. 2 months later, Trump was indicted.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's and so you're telling me that Biden is no way...
Yeah.
Involved in this at all. I mean, he's Mr. Crooked himself, dude.
Right.
I mean, he's touching this thing six ways from Sunday.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
But you listen to him, you know, not a lie. No, it's all lies. Anything coming out of his mouth is a lie.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
You know?
Not a joke.
Not a joke.
Not a joke.
I mean, here, this will get the, let's see if I can find it here.
Okay.
I saved this clip earlier today. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden. Talk, and it's just more lies. Mm-hmm. And it's like, people should get no uproar, you know? Mm-hmm.
Senator Biden, it's nice to have you here. As the youngest member of the Senate, the one, therefore, who may expect the longest career there, I wonder if you'd say to us, since it's clear that you're not corrupt and you got elected, why should people think that the system produces corrupt results when there you are?
Well, I'm not sure you should assume I'm not corrupt, but I'm thank you for that, though. The system does produce corruption, and I think implicit in the system is corruption, when in fact, whether or not you can run for public office, and it costs a great deal of money to run for the United States Senate even for a small state like Delaware, you have to go to those people who have money, and they always want something. We were told that we politicians, as the young kids say, rip off the American public. I think the American public, in a way, rips off we politicians by forcing us to run the way they do. To raise $300,000 is no mean feat. And unless you happen to be some sort of anomaly, like myself, being a 29-year-old candidate and can attract some attention beyond your own state, it's very difficult to raise that money from a large group of people. I'm a 29-year-old oddball. The only reason I was able to raise the money is I was able to have a national constituency to run for office. Because I was 29, I'm like the token black or the token woman. I was the token young person. I went to the big guys for the money. I was ready to prostitute myself in the manner in which I talk about it. But what happened was, they said, come back when you're 40, son. Senator Biden.
Gee, you think that language, I was the token black?
Yeah.
Well, who's racist?
Yeah, he is. He is.
you know, that needs to be spread around more.
Yeah.
But, so it's just,
yeah. But the one thing though, that the Democrats and all these fucking Hollywood people are all like slapping each other on the back, you know, hey, we got a mugshot, blah, 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 blah. Uh-huh. We're doing it. The only thing they're doing, they fucking turned the political world on its fucking ear, because people are starting to wake up.
Here's the
biggest thing about this whole fucking thing. So how many people were indicted?
19.
Okay. Everybody's been released.
Except for one.
Except for one guy. The black guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? Why is he, like, not out of jail? It's a director of Black Voices for Trump is held in jail without bond. Harrison Floyd becomes the first MAGA ally to be booked behind bars in the Georgia election fraud case. These Democrats really are showing us how racist they are. Why the hell they keep the black man? Anybody have a...
Well, and you know what he did?
No.
He, him and I think the girl that was Kanye's publicist went in with some Georgia election officials and started reviewing things, right? Looking for fraud, reviewing it under, and it was like, I'll prove that they were there, but now they're part of this conspiracy. And it's just like, really, why is, I mean, they're just going, they're reaching for straws. And they're trying to get people to turn on him, on Trump, or on his staff.
Well, that's their whole thing. That was the thing with Jack Smith's office. You know, prosecuting his, like, gardener or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
The handyman or whatever. Hey, look, we're going to arrest you, and you can't afford, like, to go to this prison. So unless you fucking tell us what we want to hear. Of course, lying under oath is a fucking crime, too. So that dude has to make up his fucking mind. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, and here's a tweet from the Gateway Pundit the other day. The entire Trump investigation by Fannie Willis started after Raffenberger's aide, Jordan Fuchs, lied about the president's phone call to far-left Washington Post, then deleted the file, but it was later discovered in her trash folder. So where's her? So when this is all done, she's going to get charged. She better get charged.
Fannie Willis?
No, this aide to Brad Raffensperger.
Oh, okay.
Jordan Fuchs. You know, all the, see, they've already started. The fact that this, that they're going after lawyers, they're going after aides, they're going after this. All these Democrat staffers and all these Democrat activists that are in cahoots. You're next.
Yeah.
You're next. You started this.
Yeah. Anybody who's gone on TV said something.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah. Done if you're anything? If you're a behind the scenes staffer for one of these people. Right.
Yep.
Your secretary. Your. Yep.
Yeah,
you're filing paperwork for him. You're a lawyer giving legal advice.
You're deleting files.
You know, yeah. You're next.
Yeah.
You know, remember, once you open Pandora's box, you can't close it.
Yeah.
So, that genie ain't getting back in the bottle. No matter how hard you try.
Nope. But, like I said, they've flipped the a lot of people's policies. Right, I'm going to play you a series of clips here.
Okay.
And you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
There's number one.
So y'all really think we going to stop supporting Trump because of these phony four indictments? Y'all really think we going to stop supporting him because y'all arrested him and took a mugshot? Well, y'all got the game all twisted. We are rocking with Trump. We are rolling with Trump all the way to 2024, okay? And let me tell you something else. Black people all around America is going to show up for Trump because we can all see that this justice system is full of crap. It's a joke. And we are riding with Trump all the way to 2024. And screw every Democrat behind this bull crap. And screw every Republican who refused to stand up for President Trump.
There's one. Now, some of these have some strong language.
Ooh, not on this show.
I'm going to warn you.
Not on this show.
Here's track number two.
All right.
This video is to every single black person out there. If you really want to fuck over this government that has fucked over your ancestors, if you really want to fuck over this government that helped kill Martin Luther King Jr., if you really want to help fuck over this government that killed Malcolm X, that killed Huey, and that destroyed the Black Panther Party, if you really want to fuck over this government, I'm asking you to do me a favor. Go vote for Donald Trump. Can't you see how these fucking devils are running around here scared the fucking death of this man? Because they don't want they fucking evil, sick asses locked up. So black people, if you really want to piss these fucking racist, demon, fucking devils off, vote for Donald Trump. Fuck they shit up. Because they've been fucking it up for us for the longest, and it's been them. Vote for Donald Trump.
Oh, shit. Too fast. Oh, here's one that you I think this is the one you were talking about earlier. Yeah. This is one that Mike was talking to me about before the show, this guy.
Yes. You better believe it. Look what happened to Martha Stewart. She caught that felony. She goes to all the cookouts with Snoop Dogg. She is endorsed. She crippin'. Bruh, Trump is a brother now. I'm sorry. You go to jail in Zone 6 Atlanta, you a brother. Straight up. They fucked up. Niggas like niggas that went to jail. They believe in that shit. This is good. We believe in that shit. We trust that. I'm sorry. You can say what you want, but they fuck with people that went to jail. They fucks with people that been in the penitentiary. They fucks with people like that. It is what it is. We'll see.
Trump's a brother now. Not that guy. I don't want to play that one. But there was one more. That was gonna play. They're not in any order here. Damn. It's too bad you can't like move shit around in Twitter.
Yeah, or bookmark it or something, you know?
Yeah. Did you hear me? Elon?
Elon. Yeah, he's spying on you.
Yeah. I want you to fix this. Okay, this one's a little racy. This one's a little racy, but it's gotta be played.
I'm here to support President Trump. You want to know why I'm here to support President Trump? Because they done did black men like this for decades. Make up charges and put them, so I know Trump is innocent. I support Trump against this corrupt, two-tiered justice system. That's why I'm here to show my support as a black man for Trump. And I'm wearing my shirt, Niggas for Trump 2024, and I mean that.
What do you think about the indictment?
Oh, it's a bunch of bull. It's going around the country. You know, Fannie Willis, she went to school with my sister. She was full of So she's a puppet for the white liberal that is controlling everything. She's in front, but the white liberal back there pulling those strings, telling her what to do. That's what I think about her, making a fool of herself.
Do you think it's going to help his election?
Of course it is. It's going to elevate him all the way. I think we should make Trump king. That's how I feel. We should make him king.
Wouldn't that be like kind of like communistic?
No, that's nowhere near communist. Now, we're just going to make him king, but we still got our freedoms and rights and everything. He fought that. Yeah, Trump for king 2024.
That's actually my URL. I own that URL.
You own that URL?
Can I get your name?
Really? Oh, my name is Niggas for Trump 2024.
I can't.
Make him king.
That's funny.
That's what Joe wants.
See, I got a couple more on here.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. This is a guy in his car.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
When are you guys gonna learn? The more you indict, the more we unite. Facts. It's Trump 2024. We don't care. You heard me? We already made our mind up. You already know when the hood got your back. Man, they deep in the hood, gangsters. Hollin' about Trump 2024, you heard me? Woo woo! Wah! Gangsters! The hood got this man back. I'm just trying to tell you. You heard me? And we ain't stupid, man, American people, man. We ain't all them talking about lockdowns and back when the mask and all that. You know, they got a new virus coming. more with none of that. You know, New Jack, ain't nobody being fooled no more. We all the way up, you heard me? It's Trump 2024. That's when it's going to be, because we ain't having nothing else. When are you?
Yeah. Then I didn't save one. I saw another one today where it was some black people and some white people, and it said MAGA has no color.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all partying together and
right on.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, which is kind of true. The only people that see color are the Democrats. They see color, they can't see sex cuz they don't know what's what. So
you know, someone was saying that even if Trump can take 2% more of the black vote,
mm-hmm.
the Democrats have no chance.
Yeah. It's got to be more. He's got to have more than
at this point.
You saw the video of him driving through the...
The hood? Yeah. Yeah. And everyone, yeah. Compare that to the video of Biden in Hawaii, which we got to talk about later.
Oh, okay. As I said, because I have it. I have some other videos from Hawaii, this lady, too.
The one who lost her house and everything?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, we'll talk about that one a little bit.
Yeah.
But I you know, it's funny. This mugshot, both sides, mm-hmm. left and right, are going to be displaying this mugshot
mm-hmm.
for their various reasons.
Right.
This became the most iconic photo of our time.
Absolutely. I mean... The next day, there were shirts. Hodge Twins got a shirt out.
Uh-huh.
You bought one.
Mm-hmm.
I
bought one from the official Donald J. Trump website,
mm-hmm.
Just so the money goes to him and his campaign
mm-hmm.
or legal defense. I don't care.
Right. But I'm just saying, it's...
I will be wearing it.
Yeah, they're going to like, God damn it, we should have never fucking released that fucking photo.
They never should have taken it. There was no need to.
They did it. Because
they ran on a platform they were going to get Trump. This mm-hmm. chick did, Alvin Bragg, Letitia James. Mm-hmm. They their campaign was, I'm going to get Trump. So what mm-hmm. they had is they had a person, they were looking for crimes,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's not the justice system, right?
Yeah, but they didn't. They don't have. They have shit on.
Right, but well, you can indict a ham sandwich, dude. But so what they have an indictment. Now they book him and they process him,
mm-hmm.
and she's the first one to get a mugshot.
Right.
So she's trying to, and just like she's trying to set a trial in October.
Well, yeah, that's the whole thing. They're all like, she's trying to set a trial right like 2 days before the Georgia primary. Jack Smith is trying to set him before Super Tuesday. It's like,
yeah, if you can't see what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, if I was Trump's lawyers, I'd just be putting all these fucking delays and stuff, yeah. We need discovery, we need this, we need blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but if you have a judge who's an activist judge,
mm-hmm.
deny.
Yeah, well, yeah, I would hate to be in the position, if they fuck this country over again, it's not going to be pretty.
Well, okay, so, speaking of that, mm-hmm. so they had the Republican debate last week. Did you see the Trump interview?
I started watching. I watched the whole thing.
Okay, so I watched instead of the debate. I watched the Trump interview on X.
Yeah, on Tucker.
Yeah,
Tucker on X. Is it Tucker on X now or Tucker on Twitter?
Dude, I was like log one of the first ones to log in, right?
Uh huh. Were you really?
I was waiting. I was refreshing, dude. As soon as it popped up, I was watching him.
Yeah.
And what's really funny is, like, as soon as I finished watching it, I look mm-hmm. at it. It was at 74 million views.
Yeah, well, it's at 200 some, I think, or 100 and some million.
No, it was over 250 million the last time I saw it.
Yeah, it's like, it's, and then Trump's back on Twitter, too.
Yeah, he posted his mugshot.
Right, yeah, I know, but everybody's like, he's back!
Yeah, let's see. What is his interview at now? His interview, 259 million views. compared to how many did the debate get? Like maybe 3 million.
I don't know, but because you know how. So, Lindy's like, we should watch it. I'm like, we'll just get the highlights off Twitter. There's nothing on Twitter. There's no fucking highlights from this thing. The only one I really saw was one where Brett Baer was trying to fucking scold the audience. Did you see that one?
On Chris Christie? Because they were booing him.
Yeah, and they, oh, look, people, if you don't knock it off. It was like, shut up, bear. You fucking turd.
Yeah. He,
You want me to play that fucking commercial for the thing from last week again?
Wait a minute.
What?
Oh, just breaking news here. Uh-huh. A challenge has been filed in federal court to have Donald Trump removed from the 2024 race under the 14th Amendment. Mark my words, they'll claim they're doing this to protect democracy. Attorney Lawrence Kaplan filed a challenge claiming Trump cannot be legally on the 2024 ballot because he engaged in an insurrection. No, he was found innocent.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was never charged with insurrection.
No.
He may have been impeached, but he was never convicted.
Yeah. Who filed that charge?
Some fucking idiot.
Yeah, who is he? Who is this clown?
What was his name? Lawrence Kaplan. C-A-P-L-A-N. So, this came in a few minutes
Lawrence ago. Kaplan? Like Gabe Kaplan?
Yeah.
Welcome back, Cotter Kaplan. Lawrence Kaplan. Let's do a little search on this clown, see who the fuck he is.
Yeah, so the debate... I was looking for clips on it the other day, too, but it's like... The very next day was the mugshot, so like you don't hear shit anymore. What debate?
Yeah. Okay, there's like three.
Vivek Ramaswamy. I still don't know if I trust that dude, man.
I don't know.
He came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I saw today that he sued the WEF, World Economic Forum, because the WEF had him on his website. Mm-hmm. Their website is one of the up-and-coming leaders. Mm-hmm. And he said he sued them to remove his name because he never accepted that nomination, even though they inadvertently put him on there. But that's now it's causing a lot of problems. His voting records in 2016 were all Democrat.
Right.
He donated money to Democrats. He's saying all the things that people want to hear, and people are fucking believing him.
Right.
You know?
I don't know. Well, there's three different Lawrence Kaplans. I'm going to think it would be this first guy, but... Who knows?
Here's that one. Brett Baer has to stop the debate audience to tell them to stop booing.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah, play that.
In an answer, you sit here in an answer. You sit here in an answer.
Go ahead, Governor Christie.
Hold on, Governor Christie.
Hold on.
Well, so listen. The more time we spend doing this, the less time they can talk about issues you want to talk about. So let's just get through this section. Governor Christie.
Brett Baer just called Arizona for Chris Christie. Well, I need to retweet that.
No shit.
But it was a... There's some other back and forth between Christie and Vivek Ramaswamy. Mm-hmm. Vivek Ramaswamy he pretty much said something on the stage that got everyone like, whoa, fucking whoa.
Yeah, what was it?
When he told everyone, he goes, I'm the only one on the stage that's not bought and paid for.
Oh, you want to? Yeah, I got that. I got that clip.
Do you?
No, I didn't raise a hand. Let us be honest as Republicans. I'm the only person on the stage who isn't bought and paid for, so I can say this. The climate change agenda is a hoax. The climate change agenda is a hoax. And we have to declare independence for it. And the reality is, the anti-carbon agenda is the wet blanket on our economy.
Whoa. Who is the whoa?
I think that was Brett Baer.
Really?
Yeah. You can't say that. Yeah, I can. Thanks for playing.
Yeah, here's Vivek talking about something else.
Mr. Ramaswamy, you would not support an increase of funding to Ukraine.
I would not. And I think that this is disastrous that we are protecting against an invasion across somebody else's border when we should use those same military resources to prevent across the invasion of our own southern border here in the United States.
Amen.
We are driving Russia further into China's hands. The Russia-China alliance is the single greatest threat we face. And I find it offensive that we have professional politicians on the stage that will make a pilgrimage to Kyiv, to their Pope, Zelensky, without doing the same thing for people in Maui or the south side of Chicago or Kensington. I think that we have to put the interests of Americans first. Secure our own border instead of somebody else's.
He was referring.
And the reality is, this is also how we project strength by making America strong at home.
And you can hear Mike Pence trying to break in.
Yeah.
It's like, shut up, Pence.
I think Pence was one of the ones who went to Kyiv.
Yeah, he's one of the ones, and he's backing the war in
Ukraine. So what, this all going on, right? Mm-hmm. The next day is the fake indictment for Trump.
Uh-huh.
All based off of Trump's claim of a rigged election and sham election in Georgia.
Right.
You know who John Solomon is?
Mm-hmm.
The reporter?
Yeah, he used to be like on 2020, didn't he, a long time ago?
I think so. He's a great investigative reporter.
Oh, yeah,
the other one's actually doing real shit.
Well, that's, I think, why he was on 2020, when 2020 was a real news show.
So this week,
mm-hmm.
Here's Brad Raffenberger's own 29-page report, quote, "We're going to fuck things up," end quote, report detailing the rigged election at Fannie Willis's Fulton County before Trump's phone call. Without a doubt, his office knew it would be shocking that he wouldn't read the report to the man he sent there.
Mm-hmm.
So here's John Solomon.
Nate Raffenberger had a contractor that he sent specifically to Fulton County. Listen, everybody knows that in Georgia, Fulton County is sort of the black sheep of the voting family. It's had lots of problems over the years where tallies are not right, votes are missing, employees are problematic. And so it's always had an eye on it. There's always been, but in this case here, something pretty significant happened. He sends a guy there to watch, and that guy watches for a while, and what does he see? He sees double scanning of ballots, suitcases with election materials walking out with no one even knows who the person is that walked out with it or walked in with it. He sees an episode. There is a report of an episode. The muscle that's brought in, the people that are going to run the machines, they're observed in the elevator by an election observer, and it's reported to him that they're intending to come up and mess things up. They actually use a lot more colorful language, but we won't use that on air. You can imagine the words they might have used, but they're talking about coming in and making a mess of the election, intending to, now, were they joking? We don't know, but I'll tell you what, when you look at the document, 29 pages of errors, mismanagement, mistakes, grotesque running of an election. It was completely chaotic.
So these 29 pages, what was the date of this report?
November.
Wow. So you
Georgia state officials have known about it for 5, 6, 7 months.
So Brad Raffensperger, in this phone call that the Democrats made a huge stink about with President Trump, he knew at that point when he was saying that nothing is wrong with Georgia, he knew at that point the contents of this memo.
Without doubt, his office knew. It would be shocking that he wouldn't read the report of the man he sent there.
That's all going to be evidence for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So, it is. It's all election interference. It's all political theater.
Right.
And the Uniparty is out of control because he's, like I said, the Republicans that claim to be investigating and want to get to the bottom of it are still the same ones receiving money from some of these same people.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a report, I don't know if I liked that, maybe I'll look for it on the break, that Jim Jordan took money from some group that could be why he doesn't really, you know, he wants to investigate, he wants to get to the bottom of things when he never does.
Right.
Right? And it's just like, they're all connected,
well,
dude.
I mean, I don't know. I really like Jim Jordan, I'd hate to believe that he's, but it's starting to show with, like, because he backs McCarthy. McCarthy's sitting on his fucking hands.
Right.
Not doing anything.
Oh, we'll do an impeachment inquiry. No, inquiries you have. You have enough evidence.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah. There's more than enough evidence. So Mike just played you a clip of election interference, right? So Trump is indicted. They're trying to block him from being president that way. It's kind of backfiring on him, especially with these indictments, right? So now this clown Kaplan, whoever the fuck he is, files a motion to have Trump removed under the 14th Amendment. I don't know how he can do it. Because you would think that would have to be a fucking congressional thing.
Does that mean I can file to have Joe Biden removed from office under the 25th Amendment?
Yeah, well, yeah. Does it?
I don't know.
Yeah, so, okay, so anyways. So, but, the whole fucking shooting match, this whole fucking crooked election, and I said a Fanny Annie or whatever your fucking name is. Fatty Annie. Or,
dude, she's like a little fucking Weeble Wobble. Have you seen her?
Yes, but it all started with COVID, right? Remember? Remember mm-hmm. COVID? And then they could change up. Everybody changed all these election laws, right?
Yep.
I'm going to play you a clip that, because in case you haven't been paying attention to what's been on the news lately, listen to this lady right here.
I work for a large hospital system in Broward County, Florida, on the anesthesia team. Last night, the house nurse manager came to my department and told us that we must prepare for a COVID crisis that's going to start next week. And they're going, the hospital will be taking part of our recovery unit, anesthesia recovery unit, to house COVID patients. And that we cannot allow surgical patients' families to come visit them, which we do pre and post surgery, pre and post anesthesia. And I looked at her and I said, how do you know you're going to need our rooms, our bays? And how do you know there's going to be a crisis next week? She tilted down her glasses. She looked at me and she said, you know what's going on by now. And I said, yeah, I do. And everyone else just went, oh, here we go again, and shrugged their shoulders. Does anyone else find this really strange besides me? It's about time that this whole corrupted, stinking system is brought down. Seriously. Because I'm really hating my job right now. I can't stand this corruption anymore. Please share.
And Joe's coming out with a new vaccine here pretty soon that they're going to want everybody to fucking take.
Someone said it's no longer COVID. It's called the election infection.
Yeah, well, that's what's kind of funny. It's kind of the new strain is like E something. E
24?
Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
So stupid. So here's some more election stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
Here's the math at Pima County, Arizona, election integrity hearing. Sells, Arizona,
mm-hmm.
voting age, population 1,375. This is for the 2020 election, right?
Yeah.
Registered voters, 2,762.
2,000?
Registered voters, 2,762 in mm-hmm. Sells, Arizona. Mm-hmm. And the voting age population at the time was 1,375.
The voting age?
Yeah, there's about, you know.
Man, I want to know those people.
About 1,400 more registered voters than there were people of voting age in the county or in that city.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So the only eligible age voting age, 1,300.
Mm-hmm.
But registered voters, there were 2,700.
So twice as many.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gee, nothing to see here, folks.
Another one is.
This is 2020, right?
That was in 2020. Here's another one where an election supervisor testifying on the most secure election in history. She's the adjudication supervisor.
Take the ballots and scan them. It's going to feed these ballots through the scanner. So what we're going to do is we're going to take and we're going to overvote.
What do you mean by overvote?
Overvote is when if there is multiple people in a section where it says only vote for one.
So you're scanning the same ballots twice that's already been scanned once.
I've already scanned them once.
Yeah, so you're scanning the same
ballots. Same ballots twice. It just accepted every one of them went through the system. There it is, the fifth batch.
Okay.
It's pending adjudication. I think I want to vote for Biden. Let's let Biden win this one. And complete.
So you made a vote for someone where someone did not vote.
I did, didn't I?
And you're the election supervisor?
I'm the election supervisor. I am the person that sits and does the adjudication.
So, if you have someone that says vote for one and you have markings for two, and it gets caught and says pending, she goes in there and she goes, who do I want to vote for? Changes the vote to who she wants to vote for, and then accepts the ballot. So if they, who's to say that you don't have, in that election, they don't, and they had a super high rate going to adjudication in 2020. So who's to say someone's not marking the ballots intentionally, scanning them, go to adjudication,
right,
and someone's voting for Biden?
Well, that's my whole argument. That's my, is, you know, and I contacted.
How can they show you who you voted for, your ballot?
Yeah, I contacted Maricopa County, and I asked them, I wanted to, you know, we can't tell you how people vote. I go, I'm not asking for anybody
else's but mine. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be a violation of privacy. No, it's not. It's mine.
It's mine. And I already know how I voted because I took a fucking picture of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to see if it matches.
Yeah.
All right. So is it, I think we need to do a quick pause for the cause.
Yep.
And
then we'll come back and we're going to talk about Biden in Maui.
His Hawaiian vacation.
Yeah, it went terribly wrong.
and
a couple other things. All right. Bye. Hey, welcome back. Oh, my cracker! I forgot my cracker. There it is. I got all excited because we're coming back.
Dang it!
Okay. Anyways, so since we're back, real quick before we get into Joe Biden's Hawaii vacation, everybody knows at this point in time who Oliver Anthony is, correct?
Who?
Oliver Anthony.
I know. Fucking weird.
Yeah. So, and I didn't, since I didn't watch the debate the other night, I didn't realize they played his song.
At the beginning of it?
At the debate.
Oh, they played it at the beginning?
The very beginning of it, yeah.
So, here's his response to that.
It's aggravating seeing people on conservative news try to identify with me like I'm one of them. It's aggravating seeing certain musicians and politicians act like we're buddies and act like we're fighting the same struggle here, like that we're trying to present the same message.
Holy shit, it must be raining there.
You know, I've had a lot of people reach out to me, and I've tried to be polite to everybody, and I've talked to hundreds of people the last 2 weeks. It seems like certain people want to just ride the attention of this song to maybe make them their own selves relevant, and that's aggravating as hell. The other thing that I find aggravating is, you know, like, it was funny seeing my song in the, it was funny seeing it at the presidential debate, because it's like, I wrote that song about those people, you know, so for them to have to sit there and listen to that, that cracks me up. but it was funny kind of seeing the response to it, like, that song has nothing to do with Joe Biden, you know, it's a lot bigger than Joe Biden.
It's about all of them.
Yeah.
That song is written about the people on that stage, and a lot more too, not just them, but definitely them.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So that was his reason. I didn't know they had played it, and then I saw this, and I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm gonna bring that up.
Yeah,
because he thinks it's a joke. The politicians really don't understand what the song's about.
No.
They're probably look. Someone made a song about us. Yeah, you dumbasses, because you're an idiot.
Yeah, well, no, they think it's about the other party. Well, look, the other parties don't. No, it's about all you, about both parties.
Yeah, it's about all you jerk-offs.
And it's not just the politicians. It's the staffers. It's the lawyers. It's the...
Yeah, it's
everybody up there. The IRS, the DOJ, the deep state.
Yeah, the deep state.
The government bureaucracy.
The uniparty.
And they're all trying to identify. The fact that they don't even realize it's them means they don't know the people.
Yeah, didn't he turn... Didn't a beer company reach out to him or something? It might have been Anheuser Busch too, and he like turned down their money too.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like, no, dude, don't be trying to ride my coattails out of your fucking problem.
Right.
Yeah, just because you guys can't tell what a fucking woman is.
But they can put his face on the beer can. There you go.
That might have been.
I don't know.
It. I don't know. Oh, anyways, I wish I would have saved that. I saw something where he turned down like another $40 million.
Yeah.
It's like...
Well, this guy actually has principles, man.
Yeah, I know. I really like him. I would go to the farmer's market.
Farmer's market and see him.
I've never been to a farmer's market in my fucking life. But But hey, I think I'd go.
If he plays at Schnepp Farms, you gonna go?
Yeah, Schnepp Farms. No.
Hey, they do music festivals there.
Do they?
Yeah. That's where I saw Blue Oyster Cult and Journey.
Was that Loverboy?
No, that was over in Phoenix. Loverboy and Foreigner. Which basically Foreigner at this point is a tribute band because isn't like
right, that's right. Yeah.
It's aggravating seeing people on conservative news.
Okay.
Anyway, I will say that Foreigner puts on a hell of a show though.
Well, that was now that we got off track, but I said that about Lynyrd Skynyrd. Lynyrd Skynyrd still toured. The final original member of Lynyrd Skynyrd died this year, but they're still touring. So this time is not just a cover band. That's why am I paying like $100 for a ticket to see a cover band? Like every bar band around town plays like Give Me Three Steps or whatever.
All right.
Okay. Anyways, okay, so
Hawaii.
Joe made it to Hawaii this week.
Mecca like a high, make a honey ho.
And
way to go, Joe.
And it was such a fantastic trip. He everybody loved them. He made everybody happy. Everybody was here. Listen to the reception he got.
Driving down the street
from the people of Hawaii. Before we get into this, I mean, these are people who they voted for him, right? Hawaii.
Yeah, went blue.
Went to Biden, right? Okay, these are the people that voted for you, Joe. Listen to this.
Wow, he's finally here! Wow, yeah! Awesome! Yeah, thanks for nothing! Thanks for nothing!
Fuck you!
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Hey, right here! Hey, fuck you, Joe Biden! Fuck you!
Most votes ever.
81 million of them. Anyway, you got about 81 million and one fuck yous right there. Dude, it's a trend. Seriously, it is a fucking trend. Because, look, this is him in Tahoe.
Oh, yeah, when he's come out of his Pilates workout?
I don't know where he's coming from. But this is... He's walking out somewheres and...
Got an ice cream?
No.
I've been talking to UAW. Obviously, I'm concerned. I think that there should be a circumstance where the jobs that are being displaced, replaced with new jobs, they should go to the first choice, should go to the UAW member who had the job, and the salary should be commensurate.
So he's talking about union, something about unions. But, yeah, he, 81 million?
Yeah, there was another clip where I think they started chanting, like, fuck Joe Biden.
Really?
I thought so.
I don't know. Back to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
FEMA.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that they've been all staying at these...
five-star
luxury hotels. Yeah,
and they're defending it, too.
Yeah.
$1,000 a night.
Yeah.
Yeah, how many of the victims can you put there?
Exactly. Why aren't they there? You guys can stay in fucking tents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or FEMA trailers.
Yeah.
mold-infested FEMA trailers. They sent to Cedar Rapids.
Oh, during the floods?
Yeah.
And I also heard that Oprah's already been buying a property.
That's what I heard, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that bitch.
Her and Stedman or whatever his name. What's his name?
Yes, Stedman. But you know what they need to say is no. If you're not a native,
yeah,
and I've got family that are native that are there.
Well, I always thought that was a rule.
That
anyway.
Was the rule. And then all of a sudden, big money started coming in.
Like what, Bezos? Yeah, so random.
Bezos and Obama and
Obama, but
Zuckerberg.
Barry was born it, right, or whatever, allegedly.
No, yeah, allegedly.
His grandparents lived.
But his birth certificate's from Hawaii.
Yeah.
The forged one?
Yeah. The one that Kenya got crossed out on. There's like, Kenya, XXX.
But
so, Hawaii.
So there's a, I don't know how long ago, I think I lost it already, but yeah. There's a video clip of Michelle Obama giving a speech, and she goes, we went to Barack's homeland of Kenya. You know, what? His homeland?
Really?
I don't think it was an AI, but it could be. Who you never know. But,
yeah.
Fuck, dude. So, yeah, the reception he got was lukewarm at best, maybe?
Yeah. Fuck, that lukewarm, that means hell froze over.
I think he lost Hawaii in the next election. No. So he's lost Hawaii.
Yeah.
The Democrats, thanks to the mugshot, are losing the black community.
Losing the black community.
Geez, what else are they going to fuck up?
They're losing the Hispanic community by allowing all these fucking illegals in.
Oh, that and the black community from that, too.
But, of course, they're making up because they're allowing the illegals to vote.
They're going to lose New York because New York, with all the thanks to Abbott, all the busloads of immigrants going up there,
mm-hmm.
and the sanctuary city laws where they have to provide housing.
Mm-hmm.
So they're building all these housing shelters at schools, at all the other places, and all the residents are like, whoa, 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 what about us?
Yeah.
So they're going to start turning against the Democrats.
Well, what about California? Because I saw the other day there was a march.
California's a lost cause.
But it could be because of the fact that all the conservative people fucking left. Yeah. But now there's the people that are there were left because, you know, they're making all these, passing all these laws against, like, taking your kids away from them if you don't do this gender-affirming care for them. And it's like, wait a minute. Since when was government put in place to make laws on my parenting skills?
Right.
You know what I mean?
So, the government, you're now stepping into my household.
Yeah.
And my private life.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I mean, there was, I saved a video, and it was, but, yeah, it was people marching. Here it is. Here it is right here.
So, this one in L.A.?
It might be. Parents have taken to the streets and are now headed to the L.A. Unified School District headquarters. Parents say they're done with Newsom and the L.A. City Council officials undermining their parental rights.
Hmm.
Yeah, here's the video. Okay, there's nothing in it, but there's a bunch of signs, leave our kids alone, blah, blah, blah.
Like the big float being pulled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, I'm glad to see it. People need to stand up to Newsom. Newsom needs to just go away.
Well, Newsom, George Gascon, the DA in L.A.,
yeah,
the former Mesa chief of police.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
These lefties are fucking destroying everything they touch.
Yeah.
And they're trying to control they want to be the thought police. They want to be the, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No. I'm sorry. This whole transgender ideology and everything, I mean.
Yeah. You don't get to pick what I say and what I think.
Well, they're fucking destroying this country.
Mm-hmm.
And no offense. Well, maybe a little offense. I mean. You got the gays against groomers, right?
Yeah.
There's also realizing, and where did this really start? It started with gay marriage, right? You wanted to change the definition of marriage.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we changed the definition of marriage.
Uh-huh.
Well, then you want this right. Then you don't want to be equal, you want special.
Because once you get one,
you're
going to go for more.
And that's why they're trying to normalize pedophilia now. Then the next thing is going to be bestiality. Then, you know what? This is Sodom and Gomorrah, dude. I'm waiting for God to strike us down.
I'm telling you right now. Okay, first of all, I don't have any kids, so I can't do anything about you coming after my kids. You come after my dogs, and you're going to be missing body parts.
Well, I mean...
And both of them have heads.
Yeah. You may not have mm-hmm. kids, right? But you have kids in your family.
Right.
Whether they're nieces, nephews...
Right.
What, you know... Step kids, step grandkids, whatever.
Uh-huh.
You have kids in your family.
No.
But here's the deal. Whether they're your kids or not, children are supposed to be protected by the adults in the community.
Right.
But this whole transgender ideology, you don't let a kid go buy cigarettes. You don't let a kid buy beer. You don't let a kid buy a gun. You don't let a kid drive a car unless you're 16
mm-hmm.
and trained to do so. Why are you going to let them make a life-altering decision?
I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. You know what? Here's the question. Why do kids... How come when I was 18, I felt like I was a little bit more advanced than 18-year-old kids today?
Because kids today are fucking coddled by the helicopter parents. Mm-hmm. Not allowed to make decisions because all they do is get on their fucking phones all day anyway and want to be like TikTok. Look, I'm eating Tide Pods.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
I mean, it's...
Oh, man, we got barking dogs.
It's just... Because we, grown up, were allowed to go out on our own. And we didn't have phones. We had to make decisions on our own. Like, oh, fuck, I'm going to be late. I'm going to get my ass beat.
Mm-hmm.
Parents actually disciplined us.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean...
You know, whereas now you have a kid get in trouble. No, that's not my kid. My kid's a good kid. Dude, your kids were on the phone.
I got my ass whooped in the fucking Kmart fucking aisle for... making a scene about I didn't want a certain pair of pants or something. I got my ass whooped. And everybody's like cheering my parents. Hey, whoa, let it go.
Because you deserved it. You probably deserved it.
I'm sure I did, dude.
You know, but see, that's the thing. We were raised to respect our parents,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And if we stepped on the line, we got our ass beat.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah.
And then, of course, they still loved us because, all right, you know why you got that ass whooping, right?
Yeah,
because
we love you.
Yeah. That hurt me more than it hurt you. No, it didn't.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. What? How did it hurt you? Your fucking hand hurt?
I sprained my wrist doing that. Yeah. But look, we turned out fine. But see, then you get the people. Well. Then you get the people who like, I'll never do that to my child. I'm going to surround them with love.
Well, that was us. I mean, that was
people, our generation.
Our generation, like putting our kids in timeout. It's like, and I used to make fun of all my friends that put their kids in timeout because I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, spank them.
Yeah, whack the kid. I mean, you know, spare the rod, spoil the child. You know, there's something to that. It's like, whack your fucking kid.
You know, you don't have to beat them. Smack them in the ass. Get their attention.
No, time out. No, I got beat.
Well, that's, once again, you deserve it.
I'm talking backhand your kid. I had a teacher.
Dude, I remember moving.
I'm not talking paddles. I'm trying to think what grade it was. Was it junior high? I think it was junior high. I called her a bitch.
And she
slapped me. In the face.
I remember when I first moved to Arizona, I was a kid. Started fifth grade. And the teachers had fucking paddles in the classroom. And your parents signed a form saying the teacher can paddle your ass.
Now, my generation, there was no form. You just got your ass whacked. Yeah.
So, I think my parents signed the form. I don't know, but they had a fucking wooden, big-ass fucking wooden board in the classroom.
Yeah. So, yeah, in detention. You could take, I think in high school, when you were getting detention, I was only in there twice. You can take a choice. You can get whacked with the paddle, or you can spend your week or whatever the fuck it was.
In detention?
In detention. Yeah, it was your choice.
I'll take detention.
I took the whack with the paddle. I'm like, yeah, fuck it. Get out of here.
And the teacher hit you in the front.
But it was one of the ones. It was had the holes in it, so it,
oh yeah,
so just, it sound, so it sounds scary because when he's swinging. Ah, fuck.
But yeah, so
yeah. So anyway, back to Biden in Hawaii. We got sidetracked.
Yeah.
So here's a listen. This is a lady. I listened to this today, dude. And we played some clips last week of people that were, you know, saying we're done with Biden and stuff.
Yeah,
so
this one's awesome.
This one's awesome. Listen to this lady.
Today, I haven't had any money come in. I haven't had anybody call me back. I didn't have anything. I have no idea. I lost my house. I lost my car. I lost my animals. I mean, come on, man. We're not getting anything. Till today. I still didn't get my meds. I cannot get my meds yet. My medicine was all burnt in my house. My rent money was all burnt in my house. I have no money anymore. I think Joe Biden should take his $700 and get back on the fucking plane and go home. That's what I think. The $700 compared to all the millions he's giving to Ukraine. Why? We need it. That's why we don't understand why. We're citizens and we cannot get money. But if they're not citizens, they get gazillions of dollars from the USA. Where's our government? Fix your house before you fix somebody else's house.
Is this how, like, your community, other Hawaiians you know, locals, indigenous people, is that how they feel, pretty much how you feel?
Everybody feels that way. Come on. That's why the local people stick together and we help our own people, because we know the outside people are not going to do it.
Today. Yeah, but yeah, she's like, tell Joe Biden to get back on his fucking plane and take his $700 with him. That's kind of how I feel. It's like, what is it? Wasn't $700 like the fucking COVID thing, too? Yeah. $700. It must have been a lot of money when Joe was a kid. When he was sitting around the dining room table. Well, when we sat around the dining room table, my dad said, $700 is a lot of money.
Said, Scranton Joe, here's what you're going to do someday.
Shit. $700 is a lot of money. I'm going to give it to all the people. Here's $700. What? Your house burned down? Here's $700.
$700 will get you, like, maybe two trips to the grocery store right now.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. And we're talking about here, too. I mean,
imagine Hawaii.
Gas is up. Food prices. Oh, shit. Like, okay, here's an example of how high prices have gone up.
They're like Hunter Biden high?
So, we shop at the store called Winco, right? They had cheap bacon in there. Bar-S bacon.
Okay.
When we first started shopping there, it was $2.90-some cents a pack, right? Then it went up to $3.20 a pack or whatever, $3.18 a pack. There it is in there. It's up to $3.60-something a pack. It's like almost up a fucking buck.
Really?
Yeah. So, why? I mean, I know that they're shutting down a pork producer plant in Missouri, but, and why? Why? Why are we shutting down these food plants?
I don't know. Well, once again, they're trying to control. If they control the food, they control the people. This whole government's against us.
Yeah.
I saw a video on here. I don't even know if I could find it right now.
Because
mm-hmm. It's kind of dangerous. But there was some guy talking about, he goes, you know, about the stolen elections. And he's like, well, when do we go to the gun? He goes,
that is kind of dangerous, but it's a question that's been raised before.
He goes, oh, how many stolen elections is it going to take before we start killing people? That was his exact question.
Before there's a call to arms.
Well, no, his exact question was, how many elections are they going to steal before we start killing people? It's like, ooh. It's like, dude, you just made the list.
Exactly. Exactly.
But then again, you know, yeah, he made the list, but mm-hmm. I can see where he's coming from. The people are frustrated, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, we talked about in the first part of the show, COVID, they're trying to make a comeback tour, right?
People see through it. They know what it is.
Yeah. How many of you are actually going to start wearing fucking masks again?
I'm not.
If my work says this, I'm just going to retire. I'm out. I'm done.
But see, okay, so I'm, you know, colleges are going to be making their students do it, right?
Well, Rutgers has already said if you don't get a COVID shot, you're going to get kicked out. Now,
kick me out. There's no more COVID emergency.
Yeah, the COVID emergencies, but they're trying to fucking bring one back, apparently. Because like I said, Joe Biden is there, and I don't think I have the clip, but he was talking the other day about the COVID, a new COVID shot, and making sure that everybody gets it.
Okay, so here's the deal. I will not get a new shot.
I won't either.
Fool me once. Well, because I didn't... Well, not really fool me. I did it to keep my job before, right?
Uh-huh.
And I was at a time and a place where I felt I needed the job.
Right.
I probably didn't, but I felt I did.
Right.
Where now,
mm-hmm.
you know what? I don't. And I'm not working anymore. I'm just going to school full time now.
Yep.
And, but I won't do another shot. Yeah. I won't wear masks.
Yeah.
They can kick me out. Kick me out of school.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Whatever. I'm not going to fucking do it. This because COVID
mm-hmm.
is nothing but the new cold, the new flu, the new whatever.
Yeah, ivermectin worked.
Exactly. The FDA admitted it.
Yeah.
So technically, this emergency use authorization for these shots, is it fully approved by the FDA now?
I think so. I don't know, but here's the deal. So why is Biden saying everybody's going to have to take the shot? You can't say that. You are not fucking king.
Mm-hmm. So, nope, yeah. Screw them. Yeah. Screw them.
Yeah.
Ain't going to happen. And I even heard, I saw something on there that the this new variant is more dangerous to vaccinated than unvaccinated. How's that work?
Yeah, so then what's this new vaccine going to do?
Exactly. Make you get it?
Well, hey, you know, they're trying to kill you.
I know.
They're trying, even I had a clip saved for last week's show where the guy from Pfizer said basically that...
This was all planned?
Well, that their goal is to reduce world population by 50% in by 2023. But everybody's saying it was AI. You know, the fact checkers on Twitter. That was just AI saying that shit. Blah, blah, blah.
But, you know, no more shots. No more masks.
Yep. Yeah, like I said, I'll quit. I will fucking retire, and I'll wait till after the election. I'll go get another job when they remove the mask mandates.
Shit, just find something work from home. But at that point, you have your pension coming in and do whatever you want.
Yeah, I know, but
only feet.
No, dude, I'll go nuts sitting at the fucking house. I'll go fucking nuts. But, yeah, I mean, maybe that's what they want. They want people going nuts. Actually, they don't want people going nuts because then people say stupid shit on Facebook and then they send the FBI in.
To shoot you.
They shoot you. Unless, of course, you're Kathy Griffin who can hold the fucking severed head of a president on Facebook and nobody fucking does a goddamn thing.
Okay. Mobile margarita machines. That's what we need to do.
She have cancer?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Why hasn't she died yet?
Apparently she's survived it. Yeah, I thought she had stage 4. She's not looking too good, though.
Liar, pants on fire.
Skeletor.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, like, you do something like that.
Uh-huh.
You got a trailer hitch on your vehicle?
No, but I can put one on.
So, get, like, a margarita mixer on wheels, you know, like a little portable one.
Yeah, just drive around the neighborhood.
Or a golf cart
like the fucking Mexican fucking lady.
Or get a little liquor license or go sit outside baseball games or whatever, like Little League.
Yeah.
Go for the soccer moms. Here, honey, your kid sucks. Have a drink.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm getting to the point where I'm...
angry and bitter?
Yeah. I mean, seriously, I'm fucking tired of this. I still have one of the original posters from COVID in my cubicle at work.
Yeah.
And I've crossed off words and, like, masks are not required. It says are, and I put not. And put
15 days, and you keep adding a day.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not doing it. I'm not going back. I will fucking... elbow somebody in the head, some old 80-year-old guy in the head.
You know what? It's stupid.
Or 79. I don't know.
Once again, it's the election infection.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is.
Just like that chick in the video. We all know what this is about.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We all know. It's...
wink, wink.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
We're going to have COVID again. It's just, you know, we don't know when, but it's going to be soon. Hey, real quick. Hey, I want to play this.
33 minutes ago.
Yeah?
Biden giving the middle finger again, this time while leaving the Lake Tahoe vacation.
Well, because they booed him coming in, now they booed him.
No, they booed him going to Hawaii. No,
they booed him at Tahoe, dude. That one when I was playing the clip where he's the second one,
mm-hmm.
That was Tahoe.
Yeah. Let's see. Biden looks confused as he heads to his vehicle after being relentlessly booed on vacation to Lake Tahoe. people keep asking me what the attitude of Maui toward Biden I've heard numerous times today. That was in there. Biden gets booed in Lake Tahoe. But yeah, apparently he was getting the middle finger on the way out of Tahoe today.
By who? I mean, was it like someone walking up?
No, people on the side of the road.
Dude, okay, yeah, but it's
but,
like.
But once again, most votes ever.
Most votes ever. So here's a Senator Kennedy from
Louisiana.
Louisiana on Fox News talking about Joe and Hunter.
Dude, I heard this. It's funny.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is great.
I was watching this when he said it the first time.
This is great.
Well, it seems to me, Sean, that Hunter Gate is about two things: privilege and sleaze. First, the privilege. President Biden and many members of the media lecture us incessantly about the injustice of privilege, especially so-called white privilege. But to me, that's like being lectured about gun safety by Alec Baldwin. Because when they lecture us about privilege, they never mention Hunter Biden, who is the epitome of privilege. How did Hunter Biden earn these millions of dollars? Is it because he's so smart? How smart is it to turn over a laptop with incriminating information to a stranger? How smart is it to try to deduct your hookers on your federal income tax? Did the Ukrainian and Chinese companies pick Mr. Hunter Biden because they were impressed with his resume on ZipRecruiter? No, it was his daddy. It was always about his daddy. Hunter Biden is just a vessel. He's just a lucky sperm. And the next time that you are lectured, we are lectured about privilege, I want people to remember that. Point two, if you are fair-minded and have any sort of moral compass, all this sleaze surrounding Hunter Biden and President Biden and their family has got to make you want to gag. Now, I know what the official White House line is. The official White House line is that, look, President Biden is just a good family man who talks to six out of his seven grandchildren every day. And who is such a swell daddy that he regularly calls into Hunter's business meetings to talk about weather.
And take showers with your daughter.
Now, if you believe that, you will never own your own home. At a minimum, the evidence brought forth by the House and by Senator Grassley, by the way, in the Senate, is clarion clear that President Biden was well aware of what his son was doing, and he aggressively enabled it.
And
that's sleazy.
And he also got enriched. What does this mean for our country, Senator?
To me, it means, it can mean one of two things. It can mean justice, if the House is allowed to just get the truth. I want the truth. I'm not accusing anybody of a crime. It'll be up to the courts to decide if someone did something illegal. But in no universe, is this right. I don't care how you pretty it up. If the House is allowed to get the facts and show them to the American people, I think it can be good for our country. But if the Justice Department just says, oh, we can't talk about it, we're investigating, they've been investigating 5 years. And it's beginning to look more and more like Mr. Weiss, the U.S. attorney, is severely compromised. I couldn't believe that Attorney General Garland actually made him special counsel.
Louisiana Senator John Kennedy.
The lucky sperm.
So... There you go. Weiss.
Weiss is compromised.
Is compromised.
You know why? He used to work
well, yeah.
I mean, with who?
Bo
Biden.
Yeah.
Hunter's brother, the dead one, the one who died like seven different ways and was coughing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. He got back from, they brought, he must have died of brain cancer as the bullet went through.
In Vietnam, yeah. You know, whatever.
Yeah. And World War II.
He was at Pearl Harbor, you know.
Yeah, got the CMH in World War I.
Yeah, the Conspicuous Service Medal.
I forgot about that.
The Conspicuous Service Medal.
I forgot about the Conspicuous Service Medal.
So he worked with his brother. Uh-huh. One of the lawyers on Weiss's team is a good friend of Hunter.
Uh-huh.
It's like, dude, it is so...
Well, can't Congress do something about this? I don't know. Seriously. First of all, he's apparently a government employee, right? So, ain't special apparently counsels not supposed to be...
From inside the government? It's not supposed to, yeah.
Yeah.
But, dude, no, whatever.
I don't know. So, anyways.
Dude, come on.
Seriously, okay,
Come on, man.
Come on, man. This is a thing, I could play that, but I'm not going to open up that clip. This is a question for this table, and anybody you guys want to answer it, feel free to answer it. Who's the Democratic nomination for president going to be in 2020? Because it is not going to be...
Newsom.
It is not going to be Joe.
Newsom.
Joe's in for a big fucking surprise if he thinks he's going to be... And where's fucking Kamala? Where is Kamala? Holy shit balls! When's the last time you heard anything from that fucking bro?
She's out watching, doing like Venn diagrams or something. You know, talking about buses.
No, seriously, when's the last time you heard? I mean, how come she hasn't made a comment about Hawaii?
It's open.
Dude. Seriously, she talks in rhymes.
No, I haven't seen. No, seriously, like I said, I have not heard from this broad in like fucking ages.
Like in Trump's interview with Tucker Carlson, started talking about that.
Really?
Started talking about Kamala Harris, about how she ain't ready. Because all she does is talk in rhymes. The bus goes here, the bus goes there. That's what any of these buses do. They take people places.
Dude, seriously, she's like dropped off the face of the earth. And she's still trying to fucking figure out what the root cause of fucking illegal immigration is. I mean, she's like out there like doing some serious math problems.
Yeah, she's still trying to talk about the significance of time, dude.
No, we are not. It's the significance of time.
The significance of the passage of time is the significance of time.
Yeah. Yeah,
because time is significant.
Yeah, we already know that. All right.
Seriously,
we figured that. I knew time was significant back in like first grade.
She didn't, and she doesn't think you know about it.
I did.
And then she loves yellow school buses,
or electric school buses, or whatever.
Yeah, because the wheels on the bus go round and round.
Right. Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, speaking of buses, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago when that fucking company went bankrupt. That's another person you haven't heard from in a while. The energy secretary lady.
Granholm?
Yeah, who made millions off of that fucking deal. You know, on the insider trading.
Yeah. So, whatever. It's all corruption.
It is. I mean...
Those rich men north of Richmond.
Wait, we could play the song. I'm not going to, but I mean, it's just.
Well, he has a new one out.
He does?
Yeah, he has a new one out, like The Brink of War or I Want to Go Home or whatever it's called.
Uh-huh. Hey, here's Biden getting booed. Allegedly, I don't think he is. Allegedly, he's talking about Trump's mugshot.
Yeah, I think this is another one. I think.
Listen, because he's wearing the same fucking clothes.
Yeah.
The same clothes.
I think this is one where I keep hearing, like, fuck you, fuck you.
Listen.
Talking to UAW, obviously I'm concerned. I think that there should be a circumstance where...
Yeah, it's the same thing.
The jobs that are being...
See, it's the same one. The jobs.
Yeah, but yeah. There's one... But in the background, you hear people, fuck you!
Really? Well, I want to hear that one. I want to see that one.
No, on that clip, I heard it.
Hey, election denier.
Who?
Here's the pictures of election deniers. Stacey Abrams... I don't know who this lady is.
Which one? In the middle?
Yeah, that lady.
Oh, she's a congresswoman from Texas.
Oh.
Fucking, what's her name? I don't know.
Is that Schumer?
What is that? No, that's John Podesta.
Hillary Clinton. Who's that guy?
That is Raskin.
Pelosi.
Uh-huh.
KGP. Kamala. And we all know who that fucking
Maxine is. Waters. But yeah, yeah, Sheila Jackson Lee.
That's okay. Yeah, so why aren't they arrested?
Mm-hmm. Rules for thee, but not for me. That's the two-tiered justice system on full display.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're a Democrat or Democrat supporter, you got one set of rules, and that's what's going to happen. That's where the black community is going for Trump. That mugshot, dude, they fucked up.
Yeah. Well, here. Okay, now I'm going to play this clip again because I swear to God it's the same one, but they say it's not. So listen.
That's the same one. I've been talking to UAW. Obviously, I'm concerned. I think that there should be a circumstance where the jobs that are being displaced, replaced with new jobs, they should go to the first choice, should go to the UAW members who had the job, and the salary should be commensurate.
Have you seen Donald Trump's mugshot yet? President, are you worried at all about that?
I did see it on television.
What'd you think?
Handsome guy. Wonderful guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a few FUs in the background.
Well,
that's why the Secret Service is like, hey, who said that?
Really? Well, they arrest you for freedom of speech? Oh, yeah, they do that.
They do that now.
They do that now. I forgot. Sorry, FBI.
Fucking thought police.
Fucking brain dead idiots. I mean, ooh, did I say that loud or on the show? Yeah. I did not call FBI fucking brain dead. Yes, I did.
I took a poll on X today. Says, what do you fear getting shot by more? A home intruder in the middle of the night or the FBI or IRS coming through your house? FBI.
IRS, because apparently they shoot their own. You know. Wait, maybe not. Because I would just point at the other guy. Shoot him! Oh, yeah. He has a gun.
He did it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, speaking of guns, I'm going to show you.
Oh. Pew, pew. Pew,
yeah.
Pews.
Yeah. When we're done.
Oh.
Ooh. All right. What else?
What else we got there, Chucky?
Really not a lot. I mean, we're just kind of killing time now.
We're probably way over, aren't we?
Yeah.
Who cares, man? It's America. Free speech, America.
Dude, yeah, I'm telling you right now. From this point moving forward, no COVID. I'm not fucking buying into this COVID lockdown bullshit. It's going to get ugly. It's going to get downright ugly. Not wearing a mask. I'll fucking quit my job. I will fucking retire before I put a fucking mask on. Because I'm not going to go to work every day like I did during the original lockdown because I was essential. My people got a 2-week paid fucking vacation. Then they gave us a bonus.
And then they gave them one too.
Then they gave them one too because they worked so hard from fucking home. Fuck you. We still got people at fucking home. And I'm tired of this, you know, well, I need my work-life balance bullshit. Fuck you. What about everybody else's work-life
balance? Can you file a lawsuit?
What?
Can you file a lawsuit against the city council?
I don't know. Probably not. Why not? Dude, they're fucking infighting anyway.
Are they?
Yeah. We have the most fucking inept fucking council. You.
Aren't they off like next month or so?
I don't know, but
they're supposed to meet every 2 weeks.
You as a citizen of the town I work for, you, if I was you, I'd be pissed. Just fucking follow these clowns.
I start going to the meetings like, what the hell are you guys doing?
Dude, seriously, they're filing complaints of whatever. And they don't, you know, they don't think the mayor's capable of doing the job. They're calling citizens names. There's citizens filing lawsuits against them for you know, because they said they ran under, well, we're not going to allow apartments, and then they're fucking voting to allow apartments, and you know, and they got...
Well, they're putting apartments everywhere.
Oh, I know.
Everywhere.
Trust me, I know. And, yeah, trust me, it's a fucking shit show.
You know, yeah, so I was driving down the street the other day, and I was thinking, you know, we live in a town, the town of X, and... Yeah. At what point does it become a city?
Well, okay. The whole thing about it... Well, that's the thing. The only reason it's a town is because we don't have a town...
charter.
Charter or constitution, basically.
Right.
The thing about it, though, is we do elect our mayor. Where in a true town, you elect a council, and then the council elects the mayor.
Selects the mayor.
Selects one of their own to be the mayor.
So the city that we lived in runs as a town.
Runs as a town, yes.
So it's just crazy.
Yeah, and this, actually the city we lived in is more of a fucking town
than the town one that I work for. Work for.
Yeah, so yeah, the whole thing is a fucking shit show.
Anyways, hey, thanks for listening.
Yeah, reach out to us. We're on X. At
X.
Did we offend the letter U? We're... on True Social at Did We Offend You, and you can email us at didweoffendyou@gmail.com. Reach out to us. We appreciate it. Listen, like, and subscribe.
And share.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Later.
Whatever those guys say on YouTube. I don't know. I can't get it right.
Or TikTok?
Yeah, or whatever. So, all right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week.